Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I am the blogger and creator at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over and check out that website, as I have a free minimalism workbook for you to print and fill out in your own time. Once again, thank you for joining us today, and let's get started with today's episode. So today we're going to talk about how to identify what really matters in life. One of the most significant lessons you'll learn as you progress in life is valuing what really matters. It's easy to think that money, status, and wealth are important in life, but the reality is much different. Nothing will ever be more important than the people you love and the experiences you'll have in your life. While money and wealth may be significant, love and time are even more important. So let's dive in a little bit into what is important in life. Friendships, relationships, time, memories, and experiences are what truly matters. It's those people and things that can never be replaced, even if you try. Purpose is another important aspect of life, because without purpose, you'll feel empty and void of everything. You lack direction and provision when you don't have any direction whatsoever. Health is also important, and to put things into perspective, you can classify the most important things in life into 4 categories. That is purpose, time, health, and relationships. These are the things that comprise of a meaningful and well-lived life. When you place these aspects at the top of your priority list, then you'll be leading a great life and a great future. So, how can we identify what really matters in life? One way is that if they aren't defined by status or symbol, it matters. A lot of people think that you should prioritize the things that make you feel like you've achieved everything, such as money or a career. While these things are great and in its own way important, they are replaceable, but people and time aren't. That is where you draw the line on what's important and what isn't. Another way to identify what matters in life is to reflect daily. So we live in a world where it's easy to be influenced by the ideas and opinions of others, so your priorities will naturally be set. It's important to reflect daily on what truly matters to you and which aspects you need to value more. In the end, your priorities will reflect the outcome of your life. Another good way to identify what matters is to actually live your life. There's no denying that experience really makes the best teacher. For instance, it's only by losing someone you love that you learn that people are not replaceable, but you've made the mistake of prioritizing money instead. Realizations like these will crush you, but it's also where you learn about priorities. And last but not least, it's important to stay true to yourself. You'll only learn about what's truly important in life when you stick to who you are. Don't ever compromise your morals and values for their comfort, but stick to what you've always been and who you've always been, unless changing brings growth. It's only by remaining true that you learn what your priorities are. When it comes down to it, the important aspects of life are those that are irreplaceable. You should learn to embrace the moments and memories you have with the certain relationships and friendships in your life before they are gone in an instant and you will regret not cherishing it more. Life is all about appreciating both the big and small moments. As you progress in life, you realize that time is the most fragile thing in the world. You never really know how much time you have with someone until you no longer have time anymore. Every minute and every second counts, which is why you should hold on to these moments before you can't experience them again. Lastly, cherish the very purpose and meaning of everything you have in your life. You were made for a specific direction, and it's up to you to figure out where to go from there. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope that I was able to shed some light into everything you need to know about what matters in life and identifying what's important. Don't forget to head on over to my website at minimalismmadesimple.com to download my free workbook. I also have a free course, which is shared on Skillshare, and you can get 14 days free if you just click on the link in the show notes. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.